All right, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Arnold Pearson, the Member of Parliament for Peace River Westlock. We saw recently the federal government tabling its budget lately. I guess, first of all, why don't you get to consider your reaction to that there?
Yeah, so it's interesting. The finance minister, Chrystia Freeland, she mentioned Peace River. She has family ties to Peace River, and so she mentioned it in the budget. So there was a bit of a shout-out, so we're excited about that. She had also noted that she was going to bring fiscal restraint to the budget, and so we were expecting a balanced budget. However, it continues to have deficit spending. The debt continues to go up, and so there's a deficit in this budget of $43 billion. So there's no sense of fiscal restraint, so we're not sure what she was talking about when she brought that forward. We also know that the carbon tax continues to go up, and there was not any kind of big shift in the government with this particular budget, which we were kind of expecting, given how much inflation is happening in this country right now.
And on the carbon tax note there, certainly I've noticed recently in the region, prices for gas has gone up as a part of that, and certainly some of these other things are going up while, as you mentioned, cost of living is a big issue for a lot of people right now. How much of an impact is this kind of having on people, the increases for the carbon tax and all these other things?
Yeah, so on April 1st, the carbon tax has gone up again. They're on their way to $170 a ton carbon tax. That means more cost at the pumps, more cost at the grocery store, more cost on your home heating, all of these things. The government of Canada, or the Prime Minister, is now finally admitting that this is starting to hurt Canadians. The Parliamentary Budget Officer has just come out with a report saying that the average Albertan will be paying $2,700 more a year than they receive back on the carbon tax.
One sort of interesting note we saw on the carbon tax recently was there was recently passed in the House of Commons an exemption, of course, if you will, for farm fuels on that carbon tax. I know you've mentioned to me before how this is a lot of farmers have had their issues when it comes to the carbon tax. How big was this to kind of see happen there?
Yeah, I guess it's just as we go forward, we're starting to see that the government is, or the governing party anyway, so this was supported by Liberals, how they're starting to see that the carbon tax is having detrimental effects on particular industries, and the farming community was one in particular where there is no ability for farmers to recoup the cost of the carbon tax because they're commodity based. And so that has been, they've repealed the cost of the carbon tax on farm fuels. I think this is a good move, but conservatives continue to stand against the carbon tax in general.
I just want to touch on with you right now some numbers that came out recently, Rhonda. Violent crime rates in Canada over the past several years, or I think in just the past about 7 or 8 years, I think crime has actually gone up 32%, which seems to be a bit of a interesting increase there, which, and I know there have been some concerns I know I've heard from people around here on that front. And what are kind of some of the things that think need to be done to help deal with some of this the crime increases out there?
Yeah, so it's an interesting thing for me being elected in a large rural area. This is something that we have been raising with the government for a long time, this revolving door on the bail system, how it seems that the criminals, it's just a catch and release system. This is now spilling over into the urban centers, and the urban centers are becoming more and more violent crime happening in our urban centers. And so now because it's happening in Vancouver, Montreal, and Toronto, now suddenly it's becoming an issue that's coming to the floor of the House of Commons regularly. It's very interesting to look at violent crime rates in this country. They were going down. The trend lines, I shared recently a picture on my Facebook page about the trend lines of violent crime, and they've been decreasing up until about 2015, and that's when it kind of turned around, and now we're seeing these dramatic spike in violent crime. Interesting thing is Justin Trudeau became the prime minister in 2015, so there's a large correlation between that. Their hug-a-thug policies of letting human traffickers out on house arrest, they reformed the bail program so that it's basically just catch and release. These are some of the things that we've been calling out the government for, and saying we need to return to the old bail system. We need to ensure that justice is being brought in Canada, and ensuring that human traffickers serve their time in prison, not under house arrest.
You mentioned the point there about the bail system, and I know I was talking a little while ago with Tyler Chandra, the justice minister here in Alberta, and he mentioned that Alberta and some of the other provinces have been trying to sort of lobby the feds a little bit into kind of seeing some changes happening around that front. Do you think that could also, you know, getting some of the provinces involved could help with addressing with some of the bail reform and some of those concerns you mentioned there?
100%. The provinces are struggling to do what they can to try to bring the bail system back to where it ought to have been. In 2017, the Liberals changed the bail system from you had to prove that you weren't going to reoffend in order to get bail. They switched that around to the prosecution having to prove that there was a likelihood to reoffend in order to get bail. That has very much changed the whole way the bail system works. And now you see the provinces having to scramble to try to figure out a way of trying to reverse that. It is a federal law that's putting that in place, and so that it is the federal government that can reverse that and make the bail system work again to ensure that violent criminals stay off our street.
Always fun to talk with you about things going on. Arnold Viersen, the Member of Parliament for Peace River Westlock, thanks for joining us here today.
Hey, thanks, Kyle. Anytime.